Welcome to Foodcast. I'm your host, Rick. And today we're here with Kate Dillon from Kate's Dublin Food Guide. Hi, Kate.
Hello, Rick. How are you?
Very good. Tell us how you got the idea to start your guide, your own guide.
My own guide. So the food guide came first when I started college. I did culinary arts, a two-year course, and yeah, I was cooking so much in college, and I was getting a little bit better as the course went on, and I started sharing like a couple of recipes and taking pictures of the food, of the dishes that I create, and just posting them on my food guide. And then I cooked a lot at home at the time as well, so I was like, why not just share my recipes on the food guide? So started off as that and kind of just posting the recipes and stories. And then I also ate out a lot. So I was like, why not just post everything food related? So I kind of, from places that I've tried, like in terms of restaurants, I just post everything food related, really. And yeah, that's how it kind of started off.
And where your passion for food come from?
So my passion for food probably started when I was like 3. Yeah, very, very young. So my nana on my dad's side was half Indian, and she used to make the most amazing curries. And I remember she used to have me standing on a little stool beside her while she made the curries, and I used to just be watching in awe. And I had a passion for food back then as well. Like, it started that young that I like would eat anything. Like, my parents would bring me to Indian restaurants. Like, they could bring me anywhere. I was eating mussels at the age of like 2, I'd say. like, loved food since I was born. So yeah, that's kind of where it started. And also on my mom's side, I'm not too sure if you're familiar with Beshoff's fish and chips and
hoax. Yes,
so that's my family. So my mom is a Beshoff, and my granddad basically started Beshoff's fish and chips.
Wow.
And so it's on both sides of my family, I think. So I was brought in, yeah, to food. So yeah.
And what would be comfort food for you?
Comfort food, god, I've many, I'd say. I do love a good roast dinner, like ham, stuffing, turkey, roast potatoes. And also I'm gonna have to say a good Indian curry.
Spice or mild?
Medium. Kind of slowly, gradually getting there to spicy. I used to hate spicy food, and I used to always go for like a very mild curry. But now I'm getting to enjoy spice.
You're
more.
Building up.
Yeah, definitely.
Like the Irish roots going through your fishing. Not much Irish. It's more Italian, that, right?
Yeah, it kind of is.
Yes.
A little bit of English as well. It's
yes.
Kind of a bit of everything.
What's your favorite food, or favorite cuisine?
Favorite cuisine. Okay. I have probably 3 favorites. So I love Spanish food. Tapas, like anywhere in Spain, I will eat tapas every day, like for the rest of my life if I could. I think because there's just so much variety,
yeah,
as well. There's a lot of seafood. Love seafood. So Spanish is probably my first. Indian, of course. Love good Indian. And also I love Greek food.
Greek?
Yeah, I used to go to Crete every year when I was small, and I just love, I don't know, I feel like their food is just so fresh. I love tzatziki. I love like their salads, like their Greek salads,
yeah,
their feta. Just love
very
all.
Very light.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Very summery.
Very summery, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you went to culinary arts, as
yeah,
you comment. After that, you did the culinary Jesus Christ. English.
Tongue twister.
My God, my English.
Entrepreneurship.
Yes, that big word that foreigners can't pronounce. Like, after that, you went to work in London in doing marketing.
Yeah.
That was a big turn.
It was. So I started, when I started college, when I was like 18, 19, I was like, I kind of just saw my career as being a chef. My mind wasn't really open to the whole industry, probably because I was doing culinary arts and it was yeah. mainly cooking, and I was like, right, I'm gonna get a job as a chef. So I'm from Howth and there's plenty of restaurants there, yeah. and I got a job in the Brass Monkey, which is still there now.
Oh yeah.
As a commis chef, and worked there for about a year and a half, I think, while I was in college. Learned loads at, like, yeah. when I started, I literally was fresh, like, didn't know anything. So from knife skills to making different dishes, to actually seeing how a restaurant yeah. worked, was amazing. Like, I don't have any regrets of working in the kitchen. I loved it at the time, but I think it got to a stage where I was like, okay, this isn't for me. I think it was because of the age I was as well. I was quite young. All my friends were going out. I'm missing all the nights out, and I was working from 11 o'clock at night and back in at 8 a.m. the next day. Yes. So it was hard at the time. So I was like, okay, this isn't for me. So I went off then and worked in retail for a while. Don't ask me why. I think just as a part-time job. I was in college, so I was like, why not just get a part-time job? Kind of took me away from the chefing hours as well. And then after the culinary arts course, I went into culinary entrepreneurship. Loved that. It was like businessy, foodie, split in the middle. And in year three, we had to do a six-month internship. So I was like, okay, let's make the most of this. So I went to London, and I think there was a couple of other girls in my course that wanted to do PR,
yeah.
and kind of get into that side of things. And I was like, yeah, I think that's something that I'd really enjoy. Didn't know what to expect. It was something very new. So went over, and yeah, I started in a PR agency that specialized in restaurants, bars, hotels, everything foodie related. And there was a girl there called Bex, and she was on the social media team by herself, and I kind of teamed up with her. She brought me on shoots, and I just fell in love with it. I bought a camera then and just started coming with her and like taking photos yeah. and stuff, and I learned a lot. I was like, wow, I really opened my eyes to another part of the industry that I never knew existed. So
do you think there is market here in Dublin or Ireland for the same kind of business you're in London? Because a different beast there, you know.
It's way bigger. It is. No, 100%. But I think, yeah, I definitely think there is. I think like Dublin is on the come up all the time in terms of restaurants and even just food related businesses, I guess. I definitely think there is.
Explain a little bit more for people to understand the difference between culinary arts, because you learn when you're in culinary arts, you're gonna understand a little bit of all everything in the business.
Yeah.
When you went to your culinary Jesus Christ, I should have a Red Bull, not like tea. Entrepreneurship.
Yes, correct.
Yes,
got
finally,
it.
Yes. What would be the main difference? What do you learn more in depth between one course to other, in your opinion?
I think the culinary arts was mainly food. Like, it was cooking. You were learning everything in depth about cooking and the chefing industry.
Yes.
And I think the culinary entrepreneurship was more so like how to run your own business and how to open your own business, and like you learned the
yeah.
finance side, the, you know, it was everything that you needed to know to basically open a restaurant.
That's very good.
Yeah.
You worked in three very creative jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Chefing, like marketing, everything is creative.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot my question.
You need that question.
My question for you is, what do you enjoy the most in each of the fields?
God, that's a tough question. I think the creativity is definitely the thing that I enjoy the most, and I think that's why I've gone for them kind of roles in my career so far. But I think the food, I've been chasing food ever since. Like, I've never worked other than the retail jobs as part-time jobs, but I've never worked full-time somewhere that didn't involve food in some way. So I'm kind of following that as my
guide.
Exactly.
your page, your guide, they love the pictures.
They're beautiful.
That part of the pictures, like, since for the first one I saw there in your page, did you delete some, or is from the beginning you had that good vision or visual of the dish?
I think it was from the beginning. I think first I have my own personal Instagram, just as I use for my friends and stuff, and I posted a picture of a dish that I made in college, and this was years ago when I first started college. Yeah. And I remember it was like a scallop black pudding dish, and it looked really pretty.
Yeah.
And I posted it on my personal page, and like my friends were like, "Oh my god, did you make this? Like, is this yours?" And I was kind of like, "Yeah, it is mine." And I kind of got like, "Oh, people are actually like, they like the look of my food and blah blah blah." So I was like, "Okay." And I think that's another. I think that was the kind of start my food guide, but kind of it was a little push for me to kind of showcase what I'm doing.
Do you see yourself cooking in the future, going back professionally as a chef?
Probably. Well, I'm never gonna say never. I like, even when I was choosing where I wanted to do my internship, I was actually gonna do it in like a Michelin star restaurant, because I would have loved to see that side of things and to have an insight to what that is like and learn, of course. But I don't think I'll ever, as of now, I don't think I'll ever probably be a chef in a restaurant.
Okay.
I'm never gonna
never say never.
Never say never.
Chefing is hard. It's not easy.
It is.
And the things are changing. From your point of view as a foodie, and the knowledge you got from UK and seeing how business actually should be run,
yeah,
is not the reality how they run.
No, definitely not.
What happened as well here in Ireland, the head chefs, nobody knows who is the head chef. So that's the part I will be asking.
Okay.
Do you know who are they?
Yeah.
Six by Nico. Who run the kitchen? And Nico?
You know what exactly, I mean?
But actually, is big corporations with deep pockets. They open the business and they put like people like me to put chefs inside.
Yeah.
They are not thinking about how people want to run the business.
No.
The last three jobs I quit, like in 12 years I passed through two jobs.
Okay.
And then the past 2 years I passed through three jobs because the mindset they have.
Is
example,
wrong.
The 4/7. I remember I put 4/7 in one of the restaurants. 15 minutes after one of the restaurants posted the roster, I got a phone call from my boss.
Come in.
Owner, and said, "Ricardo, what the fuck is that?" I said, "We have a meeting. Every week we had a meeting with the board." And I said, "I will implement 4/7 for my chefs." "No, we don't do that. They need to work 5 days, 3 days, need to be nights or long days."
I said, "So no days off?"
No, you have the days off, you need, like, there's no quality of life.
No.
And then
crazy.
I said, "What the fuck is that?"
Yeah.
So, but that's me from inside. You from the outside, with the knowledge you got, how you see the business changing. Here in Ireland, the small restaurant, they will stay small because there's a ceiling. It's very difficult to break that through. Like all the business I work pass through is small business that couldn't go for multi-outlets. Mm. And then you have business, they have 3 or 4 restaurants, and it's very difficult to go to a medium size where you go above that.
Yeah.
And there are loads of, not big size, but like to go internationally.
Yeah.
So you have companies, you have 200 restaurants, 200 properties.
Okay.
That they try to go international and they don't go. There's tiers.
Mm.
And to pass through one tier to another is very difficult. So to open a restaurant in Ireland, a single restaurant, is extremely expensive and extremely hard to do it.
Yeah.
Probably you already know that.
Yeah.
And the investment is too high. So what's left behind now is just big corporations that have the deep pockets to maintain that and make that money.
and they've never experienced the food, the hospitality industry. Like, they might have never worked in, no, so they wouldn't have an understanding of how that actually works.
They do know. Majority of them, they do know. The difference is they don't care.
Okay, fair.
So they have too much money, and now who is running the restaurant is not daddy and granddad anymore. It's
yeah.
the kids
yeah.
that actually had the silver spoon in their mouth, and they worked there for hot 5 seconds inside the kitchen, and said they're a fucking bunch of lazy
mm-hmm.
people, or never did that, just run
yeah.
the plates and people doing the job for them. So they don't have the culture they have nowadays, is, or mentality is, I'm a fucker. You know,
yeah.
like, you just do your job.
Yeah.
Do what you're being told.
Yeah.
Simple as.
There's no care and love and,
yes.
like, nourishment put in
yes.
to... Yes. Yeah.
So, what you learn in school
mm-hmm.
is the dream the teachers would say, that's what we would like to have.
Yeah.
But the reality is a bunch of people playing chess with people, actually with
yeah.
people.
Yeah. Like, as you said, I think they need to nourish their staff and show them that they do care, because it works both ways. Like, if you have a business owner that doesn't care, or, you know, doesn't put their staff first, their staff are gonna notice that, and they're not gonna last. So I
yeah.
think that part of it needs to be a bit more existent, and the staff need to be put first, because at the end of the day, your staff are your business, and you need to fill them up with love and care and show them that. And yeah,
you touch a point there I really like.
Mm-hmm.
The care.
Yeah,
what I keep thinking is, work in a kitchen
yeah
to get the same money to literally clean the tables.
Mm.
You know, not really, but you get a little bit more nowadays.
Yeah.
You're getting as much money as ever as a chef.
Yeah,
never happened before in history.
No.
At least in Ireland, as long as I'm here, the gap was massive.
Hmm.
The difference between the head chef and the bottom in the kitchen, salary wise, would be like five times fold the salary of the guy washing the dishes
yeah.
to go to the head chef
yeah.
per hour.
Hmm.
Nowadays, it's reducing for about three. So it's shrinking. It's very difficult. People, they don't look the money anymore. Money is everywhere.
Yeah.
It's easy to get.
It's easy to get,
it's the
yeah.
quality of life. So people are not choosing to chefing just for the passion of chefing.
Yeah.
But they want to have a balance.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's is a great point.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Yeah. What's consistency for you as a foodie when you go to a restaurant? What do you want to see? What do you see as a plus for a restaurant? What kind of consistency you want to see it?
I think it's the obvious ones for me. I think I'm not gonna say I'm very judgy, but I love going into a restaurant and like soaking up the whole experience. So from the minute I walk in, I want to feel welcomed. Obviously the staff play a huge part of that. So service, good food. Yeah, I guess the interiors, the ambiance of the whole restaurant as well. Yeah, just the whole experience.
When you
in
do
a package.
Your, when you check your like not note, but like in the end of the day, we tick the boxes.
Yeah.
When you go to do a review or check a restaurant,
mm-hmm.
which note would be the one who hit the top for you? Would be the one who get a chunk when you do your reviews? Example for me is flavor. I could go to a cafe or a trailer in the middle of the street. There is no service. There is no ambient. Okay, there is. You know, like area you are, the service, who's serving you, etc. But it's a different balance.
Yeah.
For me, flavor goes a lot mm-hmm. ahead, because sometimes you have chefs that open their own business and
mm-hmm.
They're chefs.
Yeah.
They've
never
not...
worked in the service before, and
yes.
you know, they don't know both sides.
I start to work as a chef because I don't want to deal with customers.
Okay.
I hate to deal yeah. with people. I don't like people. Let's say, or I wouldn't be here.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I didn't like to deal with people. I felt very difficult and stressful.
Yeah.
So I went to the kitchen. with the time I start to realize more you go up, more you need to deal with people. And people want to see you. Sometimes I go to a table and people just want to talk to me.
Exactly.
And I'm just like, oh my God, what I say now? Oh God,
please
God.
Help.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what's your, how you do your notes? What's the most important thing for you?
I think I'm going to agree with you on that and say the taste of the food itself. Because I am such a foodie, like, I literally, as you said, I'll go anywhere, like whether it's a food truck or like a stall on the side of the road or, you know, a really nice restaurant or not a very nice looking restaurant. I think if I get good food wherever it is, I'll go back.
That's great.
Yeah.
What would be at the moment your top three restaurants in Kate's Food Guide? Dublin Food Guide, sorry.
I've changed it a couple of times. Yeah. I think
No, it's just me, sorry.
And my favorite restaurants right now would probably be, it's been this one for a while, but definitely big fan on Andrew Street. It's like an Asian fusion restaurant and they do bao buns, they do dumplings, they do like the best food, and I think I'd go there probably the most out of the majority of restaurants that I do love in Dublin. I'd go there the most. That would be my top favorite.
And the other two?
The other two. I did try Six by Nico last week, and I'm going to say that it's probably in my top three at the moment. It was amazing experience, like, from start to finish. It was six courses, and yeah, it was amazing from the service to the actual restaurant itself. You could see the kitchen as well, which I love. That was amazing, and the food was insanely good as well. So that would probably be one. And my last one would be Goat's Gruff out in Lucan. I don't know if you're...
I heard before, heard? Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
They do amazing sandwiches, like wood fire sandwiches.
Ooh.
And yeah. Definitely worth a try if you're around that area. I would highly recommend.
I went there. I did a coffee review there. Coffee Works.
Oh yeah.
Yes. And then I saw across the street a little bit up the road.
Yeah.
And I look and say, oh nice, but I was stuffed. I got like a cinnamon roll.
Oh lovely.
Like the size of this cup.
Yeah, massive.
And I look so wow, it was great. And afterwards I said, okay, I think I can't eat anymore. Yeah, like sometimes I try to do like two reviews in one day, but like it's too hard because normally I stuff myself in one.
Yeah,
and the other
full.
One, yeah.
So you can't give the other place your full honest opinion because you're not hungry enough.
And how you do your reviews? Like in my case, I like to go when I'm hungry because I...
Definitely go when you're hungry.
Yeah.
It's like they say, never go to a food shop when you're hungry because you'll just buy everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely go when you're hungry. You'll enjoy it 10 times better.
I notice sometimes when I go hungry and then do the review, always the review get better than actually when I'm not really hungry. Because I noticed a few places I went and said, oh, that was amazing. Afterwards, I went with my family and I went and got there and I had to say, yeah, wasn't the same.
That's gas. Yeah, that's what it is. I think you actually just, it kind of clocked at me there. It's like when you go to a restaurant and you're not that hungry, you actually don't enjoy it that much, as much.
Like for this season now, when I'm doing the reviews, I change my notes.
Mm.
So I'm, because I realized that, so I have like five different notes.
Yeah.
And then it would be like, if the place is not really good, it's just like, go if you're hungry. No. Go if, no, if you're starving. If you're hungry, the other one, hit this spot, one is decent.
Okay.
And yummy, and the last one is my favorite, is like, hell's yes. It's really good. Like I noticed, because sometimes I go and afterwards when I need to think and put in the note, I don't want to bring a note down.
Yeah, fair.
So wine I can manage, because wine you don't need to be hungry to give the note.
You can enjoy it anytime, any day.
Yes, but when you get food or anything of the kind, no, I start to... when I start to do the reviews and start writing the notes, and then I notice when I went, I put, let's say, 4.7. When I come back home and I start to think more about the layers of flavors, blah, 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 drop to 4.2. And I said, that's not fair. You said about the restaurants you went and you love, and not just these three, but the others you go. Do you know the chefs run the kitchens?
do I know the chefs? I'd have, like, before I go to any restaurant, I'm always browsing on their social media, yeah, their websites. I do, like, a full scope before I go to a restaurant. So if it is mentioned on their website, you know, I wouldn't necessarily know who runs the kitchen, or, yeah, you know, I wouldn't know. But if I come across it on their socials when I am looking before I go, yes, I would have an idea.
It's like Six by Nico. Who runs the kitchen? Nico? No idea who's the chef there.
Who is Nico?
Who is Nico? Yeah, I want to know. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Who is Nico?
Who is Nico?
Yeah. Try to figure out. Yeah, like, because, like, you lived in London.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, back home in São Paulo is the same. Like, yeah, when you go to a place, normally you will know who is running the kitchen.
Yeah.
And that brings the reputation to who actually is running.
Mm.
So you know where you're getting.
Yeah.
Even if it's not the head chef there.
Yeah.
But you know the reputation. Do you think there's room here in Ireland to that happen? Because I think it's so difficult, because sometimes you go and they don't broadcast
who, yeah,
it feels like they don't have proud of who's running their kitchen.
Yeah, you're so right. I think it's so important to do that as well. Like, I think you need, like, if you have an Instagram page or Facebook page or website for your restaurant or cafe, I think it is important to show who's behind the scenes, like, running your restaurant. Like, actually, sorry, not running your restaurant, but running your kitchen and making the food that the people are eating. Because, like,
yeah,
that's why you go there, and it makes them feel better as well. And, you know, they'll take ownership of their,
yes,
you know, they'll own it then and say, that's mine, I created that, or, you know, and
they feel a little bit part of it.
Yes,
yes,
exactly. And I think that's important. They need to feel part of it, you know.
There is a business I'm trying to bring in for interview.
Okay.
It's not confirmed, so I won't say their name. What I like, what I'm following their page, they always post pictures of their staff.
Amazing.
At least once a week, they are posting their, that's our amazing waiter.
Yeah.
Probably that person is not there anymore, but they keep posting,
yeah,
and saying what they are doing. Oh,
yeah,
it's a creation of our new line chef.
Yeah.
They post a salad.
Yeah.
And they love it. It looked beautiful.
Mm.
It's nice. It's not just promoting the business, but promoting the people work for you.
Exactly.
They feel part of it. They get, they got proud.
Yeah.
They get proud of what they do.
Yeah.
And
it's a big thing as well. Like, when people come into a cafe and, you know, there's someone greeting them or whatever,
yeah,
they'll get familiar with, like, the customers will get familiar with the staff, and that'll also,
yes,
build up customer relationships. And, you know,
it's great.
It is.
It's great.
It creates a whole effect.
Do you believe the big media and the influencers like yourself have a part to do to go and start to ask who's behind the scenes, who cooked my meal, to start that, let's say, movement for the business to start realize they need to not promote, but value the people who work for them?
Yes, definitely. I think now that influencers or foodies, you know, that do go in and capture a restaurant, I think it's actually it's shown a new side to restaurants, and it's given people more of a glimpse of the whole experience of wherever they go, more so than ever. Because I feel,
yeah,
like before that, nothing like that was done. It was either just a photo or, you know, but I think someone like me, or, you know, someone that does take pictures and videos when,
yep,
they do go somewhere and eat out, I think it definitely shows a different side to the restaurant. And yeah, I think it is important to show the staff, the chefs, the food, you know, the whole restaurant as a whole.
I think it's important that, I think it would be probably the next step in the Irish food culture,
yeah,
to start to look after the staff actually cooking or serving.
Yeah.
I'm doing with the cafes, I'm managing two of them. Normally when I do reviews, I don't like to say who I am, but that is from long time.
Yeah.
Long time. Even when, like, start to run kitchens, I never like to say who I am.
Yeah.
I like to people to treat me for who I am.
You are, yeah.
Not the position I hold.
Yeah.
And many times, one of the businesses I used to work, they used to send chefs to be trained mm-hmm. by me.
Mm-hmm.
But I hate, because normally they come there, they know who I am, they normally say,
yeah.
You know, fluff me up a little yeah. before people come in. And I noticed they start to treat me in a different way, and I didn't like.
Okay.
I think it's fake. Mm. You need to treat me the way you're going to treat the guy, clean your dishes.
Exactly.
And many times, like, as you see, I'm not the tallest, not the strongest, mm-hmm. so I don't have the beauty dividend, I don't have the physique dividend, whatever you want to call, you know, like all that thing. So I got where I am because who I am.
Yeah.
But I noticed the behavior change, of course. I had a guy used to work for me, the guy, big guy, mm. Dennis. Strong, have a presence in the kitchen, but he was my CDP, very good CDP.
Yeah.
And every single chef come for training, I had to do what I had to do. So I was fine dining and said, Dennis, you're in charge of taking that person mm-hmm. to train.
Yeah.
So you show how the kitchen works and you look after that. Just call me when the food is ready and I just do the tasting as normally I do or I used to do.
Yeah.
And then off you go. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I remember that guy came. The guy treated me like shit all day. And coming to my bench, like I'm very protective of my station.
Of course.
I was doing my things. He come to my bench, take something and leave there in the bench dirty and just say, put that away and walk off and stuff like that.
No respect.
Like, yeah. And I just want to get the guy and struggle the guy. And I said, okay, leave.
Yeah.
Ricardo, patience. No?
Yeah.
Karma is a bitch. And then true. By the end, I remember I was doing something. I was close to them. And Dennis just came to the guy and said, I need to call the boss now to see if we can send the food.
Mm.
And you could see the guy's face puzzling.
Yeah.
Like, you're not the boss.
Yeah.
You know, like,
who are you to say that?
Yeah. Who are you?
Yeah.
And he called me. So I went there, taste the food, give my honest opinion. And then the guy, I think that was the last time I saw the guy.
There you go.
Yeah.
Honesty gets you places.
Like, I don't like the way the people treat people in a way, like, why do I, would I treat somebody with a position, holding a title,
yeah, exactly.
better than...
We all need to be treated the same. Like, yes. You know, at the end of the day, we're all working. We're all, you know, just trying to do our job.
Ah.
So, like, you need to respect each other. And if someone's not doing that, they can leave.
So, next to know is, what is the next food trend in Ireland, in your opinion? What's coming up?
Coming up, the next food trend. God, I think the ball is like rolling constantly in Dublin at the moment. I think like Asian restaurants are on the come up. I think like even cafes, they're like, you know, they're not just cafes anymore. They're
yeah.
doing like the best toasties or like delicious cakes. Like, you know, they're doing more
yes.
than what they used to. But the next trend, ooh, that is a tough one. More authentic Indian food.
Yes.
I don't know if that's going to be the next trend, but maybe I'm putting it into the universe. Maybe it will be.
No, there are a few coming up. I would say, like, rat mines, in my opinion, they start to become, there is the potential to become like the Soho.
Yes, yes.
Of Dublin.
Yes, Ranala is another place like
yes,
that.
Yes, yes.
I think little hubs like that are, you know, they're very foodie based as well.
Yes.
Like, there's a lot of different restaurants. There's a lot of variety in those places, which is great.
It's an incubator, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Just those guys together.
It's a great word for it.
Yes, I love to go in places like that. The rent need to keep low there.
Yeah.
Because chefs, they cross train there
and they work
together and say, wow, what do you think to make like Indian tapas,
yeah,
you know, like, it's a confusion in that sense, but like something of the kind.
But that's the stuff that's like popular nowadays, like
yeah.
I went to a pop-up there recently and it was like Mexican infused with like kind of Chinese Asian kind of inspired, and it was amazing. It was like so different, like the flavors were really unique, and but it was like, this is what I want to see more
of.
Yeah, it was so good. No, I think that's something that I'd like to see more of. I think like fusing things together and, you know, coming together and creating something new.
And what we should be expecting from Cade Dublin Food Guide next?
I don't know. I just think lots of more content. Hopefully going to try some new restaurants. And yeah, just keep posting tasty food pictures and videos. And yeah.
Cade, it was great to have you in.
Thank you so much, Rick. Thank you for having me.
And today, big thank you for our sponsor today.
The sponsor is Foodcast. Do you want to promote your brand or product in an effective way, direct to our public? Check our website, social media, and all products and services we provide. Contact us for more information. This is Foodcast, where you promote your brand and more.
How people can reach out to you the best way?
So the best way would probably be Instagram, so at Kate's Dublin Food Guide, and I'm also on TikTok under the same handle. So yeah, you can find me there.
TikTok.
TikTok.
Wow. I do well in TikTok.
Yeah, keep getting there. It's a tough one. It's a tough one.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I'd say my TikTok, if you go there, is same as a Foodcast.
You need to be posting like 10 videos a day.
Oh,
like,
Jesus.
It's crazy.
When I post stuff about my wife, mm-hmm. the joke things,
yeah,
works well. When I post anything about food, people, yeah, you're not doing, you know, like you're not mocking your wife.
Yeah,
so
yeah. We don't want to see.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for watching Foodcast or listening. Don't forget to smash that like, follow, and share button. This is Foodcast, where you watch or listen your podcasts and more.
Amazing. Oh God, that was very nerve-wracking.